The three of them have one main agenda: how to contain Ethiopia. Ethiopia is their common problem. Ethiopia is a problem for Eritrea. Ethiopia is also a big threat to the sovereignty and security of Somalia. And Egypt now comes in as the big brother there to probably give security guarantees. That is their common agenda, how they will cooperate from a military perspective, security perspective, and how they're going to protect their shared interests within the region, within especially the Horn of Africa.
You mentioned Ethiopia. Ethiopia seems to have very poor relations with Egypt, with Eritrea, and with Somalia. How does it hope to cope? There's no understanding from most of the neighbors.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for Prime Minister Abiy, because, you know, Egypt does not like what Ethiopia has done on the River Nile, on the Blue Nile, building the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. So that is Egypt's problem with Ethiopia, feeling like Ethiopia wants to start blackmailing or using the River Nile for geopolitical strategizing and maneuvering. Somalia does not like Ethiopia because Ethiopia has proven that it is going to interfere with its territorial integrity by going to make agreements or cut deals with Somaliland, in essence recognizing Somaliland. So Somali views Ethiopia as a security threat for its survival. And there have been rumors in the region that Prime Minister Abiy is regretting the peace he made with Eritrea, because Ethiopia's desperation to get access to a seaport, they could start relooking at how to colonize or how to attack Eritrea to gain that access. So these three countries have at the heart of their problem Ethiopia and Ethiopia's renewed aggression in the region. And why is Ethiopia doing all this? Ethiopia feels it is a big, powerful country in the Horn of Africa. It feels it should be a regional hegemon. And you cannot be a powerful country and a powerful hegemon if you do not have access to a seaport.
Where is the regional bodies, AU, in all this?
So the problem of AU is one. The member states of the African Union are not united. They don't have singleness of vision and purpose. That simply means that all countries in the African Union, in as much as they claim to adhere or respect the African Union, eventually pursue their own internal interests. None of them really wants to follow or obey the African Union or to do what is expected of them. So you'll find the African Union is almost toothless. The head of state assembly in the African Union, they do not want to talk about coups, do not talk about bad governance, corruption. It's a big boys club and they all keep quiet. And why they will not interfere is because they fear what the Sahel have done, what Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger have done, declaring that they are no longer members of the African Union. So the African Union is blackmailed by its member states that if you disturb us, if you interfere with what we are doing, we are going to renounce our membership, we are going to quit the African Union.